Early next morning, Tempest set out on a good fleet horse to visit the provinces of New Hampshire and Rhode Island. With almost the speed of the wind, his charger swept across the country. At every farmhouse he passed, he cried out, "Arm ye! We are going to drive the English into the sea!" Women bade him Godspeed. Men threw down their plows and harnessed their horses to spread the good news throughout the land. It was like a mighty forest blaze, fired in 100 places at once. Bells were rung, bonfires lighted, the men searched for the old muskets, polished up the swords, relics of the time when their fathers fought the Wampanoags or the Pequods. Everyone was filled with patriotic fervor. In the meeting houses, songs of praise were sung, and ministers preached the doctrine that resistance to tyranny was a duty owed to God. Israel Putnam was found with his leather apron on, helping his men build a stone wall on his farm. "Hail!" shouted Tempest. "Welcome!" answered Putnam. Tempest told of Lexington and Concord, and Putnam began unfastening his apron. "I am with you, praise the Lord!" exclaimed the valiant man. And within an hour, Putnam and all his workers were on their way to the nearest town to join the provincial army. He left his oxen in the field and in one day rode to Cambridge, a distance of 80 miles, 18 hours in the saddle. No light task for a young man, but Putnam was 60 years old and had been lieutenant colonel in the war against the French 20 years before. How the army loved him! Even his enemies respected him.